The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, many of you will have seen viral videos of anti-mask protesters. But many of you witnessed growing anger in your local shops too. It appears that this is a new reality for retailers all over the country. Here to tell us about how they are coping is Tara Buckley of RG Data, the representative association for over 3,000 local shops throughout Ireland. Tara, your members are having to implement guidelines around mask wearing, signage, one-way systems around shops, and having, you know, numbers in stores respected by members of the public. But is that a daily struggle, and what are the concerns of your members?
Well, thanks very much, Áine. I mean, the range of shops that I represent range from small corner shops, convenience stores, forecourt stores and supermarkets. So we've had a mixed experience across the range of stores. And certainly in terms of the safety measures, trying to make their shops safe, we were deemed essential from day one. So when lockdown was announced, my members were deemed as essential services, so they remained open. They started, to be honest, in March with very little information about what they needed to do, but they were very quick to turn their businesses around because they actually took very seriously their the fact that they were essential and that they needed to make sure that their customers and their community got their food and essential products. So they made huge efforts in their stores to turn it around, to make the store safe, to make it safe for their staff, to make it safe for their customers. So very quickly we found members of ours came up with really good ideas. They knew you had to keep people socially distanced. They knew you had to try and make sure people didn't get too close together, but that you had to get them through the store, get their shopping and get out in a safe way.
There's a but coming. What's the but?
Well no, they had to come up with, and not the ideas they came up with. I would have said our members were the first to think of things like the floor signs, the measuring. They had to close tills, they had to put people on the door, come up with queuing systems, come up with counting systems, you know, limit the people in the store, do all of these things. Now, they did it, and they, you know, certainly...
And I think your representatives have done it, and we see it every day in our experiences. And I'd say the majority of people respect that. But we know, too, there are incidents, and I know our own research team here talking to retailers this week, incidents of just verbal abuse, people refusing to respect the person on the door who has the job of reminding people of the guidelines around masks and the one-way system. So what kind of incidents might be a minority are your representatives seeing?
We're seeing a range. I mean, you know, you when you work in a customer-facing business, our members would see every type of customer behaviour and would be used to the fact that when you have to apply new regulations and new rules, you're going to have to deal with difficult customers. 99% of people have been fantastic. Their staff have been fantastic at stepping up to the mark, and also their customers have been fantastic. And even in terms of their communities coming together. But you're always going to have to deal with difficult people. And I think what's interesting is our members have noticed, even in more recent, over the last couple of weeks, that there's this growing sense of maybe it's because we've been in this so long. And I suppose we all believed that we would do all the right things and then we'd get to September, October and suddenly we'd be going back to more normal life. And now we've been told we're not. There's a huge amount of anger and frustration out there.
And how does that manifest itself?
So we're seeing things like arguments between customers over face mask wearing or over being too close to them. So, you know, retailers having to intervene to try and placate customers who are rowing with each other. Our arguments with staff over issues. But even simple things like, you know, a woman came up to the 10 item checkout in a store yesterday with two big baskets because she, and the poor young member of staff, only new in the job, applying the rules, that I'm really sorry, I can't take those here. And the woman burst into tears. And it's that level of frustration and, you know, people are just so, it's been going on so long.
And we know here on our team this week, we spoke to someone, a retailer who had to intervene with an older person who just refused to wear the mask properly. Like in those moments, what is the responsibility of that business owner to remind people of the guidelines? Are there moments where your members are just having to call the Gardaí to intervene and actually take the most serious action of threatening a penalty? We know in it's going to be last resort, ideally, that Gardaí intervene. But what do those interventions look like now?
Well, another intervention that happened only yesterday in a store in Dublin was where the owner was at the door of the store wearing a mask himself and asked a customer entering the store, please wear a mask. We can't let you into the store unless you wear a mask. Very aggressively said, didn't believe in masks, wouldn't wear a mask, mask didn't work. The owner said, I'm wearing this mask to protect you. You need to be wearing a mask to protect me and everybody else here. Then the person behind him pipes up, I'm a solicitor. I'm going to take a case. You can't refuse this man entry to your store and it's going to cost you €12,000. That's the type of incident that happens. Other is more just aggressive, you know, I won't wear a mask. I don't believe in wearing masks. And if you take it that the owner can't always be in the store and they're dealing with, you know, staff who are doing their best to deliver a really good service. So it's very hard to involve them in that type of confrontation. So we believe it should be that the guards get called.
Okay, very good. Tara Buckley, Director General, RG Data, thank you.